You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Tonight on Blitz, the Bills gave the Patriots a fight, but in the end got KO'd. Plus, what would you confess to not knowing about football? And who wore it better this week, Kyle Allen or Rex Ryan? All that and more, so sit back and crack a cold one. It's time to get Blitz.
I hear you. Welcome to Blitzed, where we talk NFL and rate popular drinks at the same time. We're coming to you live from the Blitz Bar. Oh, really? We're echoing. We'll turn something off. Okay. Coming to you live from the Blitz Bar at the Big Play Sports Network. Oh, it's supposed to echo for you. The Bills and Patriots. The Bills gave the Patriots everything they could handle. But a special block on special teams. Just a block on special teams. I'm sorry.
Can we start
four
over?
Interceptions and a controversial hit on Josh Allen were the difference in the Patriots win. Plus, what would you confess to not knowing or knowing about the NFL? So much to cover tonight. The whole gang is here.
I don't know much.
I know you don't. It's going to be revealed. Okay. So let's get to it.
Introducing tonight's starting lineups. The coach.
Seriously, I did not know about this. This is so awesome.
The rookie.
Get out there and smash.
And stats.
I'm just the stats guy. I have no idea.
That's kind of my thing.
That's kind of my thing.
Our barkeep is a big Bills fan, and he said he'd send us a drink if the Bills won. So I assume he's out somewhere getting shit-faced.
Recovering.
So, yeah, exactly. So tonight we're going to do something a little different with our drink. And it all has to do with the growth of Josh Allen, who unexpectedly showed a lot of inexperience yesterday. In fact, one big aspect of Allen's game that needs to change is his pocket awareness. During one play, Allen held the ball for 6.5 seconds and then was eventually sacked. So some of you home are probably saying, 6.5 seconds? That isn't all that long. What could you possibly do in 6.5 seconds? Well, we're going to tell you in our next segment. And if you'd like to see what we're going to drink on our next show, because our Blitz barkeep is, I don't know, AWOL, just visit blitzfootball.com and check out our Blitz barkeep's blog, which is called Behind the Sticks. Clippy, let's go to first down.
First down.
Okay. Josh Allen made some pretty bad mistakes in the Bills' loss to the Patriots Sunday. And the big one, in my opinion, was not having a stopwatch in his head to get rid of the ball within like 3 seconds. At one point, he held the ball for 6.5 seconds. So do you know what you can do in that amount of time?
I'm well aware.
I have ideas.
I'm
going to tell you.
A few ideas.
Are you ready? Clippy, no. Throw up the TV. In 6.5 seconds, believe it or not, you can solve the Rubik's Cube. Somebody actually did it.
There's one of them. The Rubik's
Cube.
You know there's only one of them.
The Rubik's Cube.
Well, the way this kid did it, that is the Rubik's Cube.
That's
fucking incredible.
That's
okay,
cube.
Guess what else you can do in 6.5 seconds? You can actually rope a calf at a rodeo. Clippy, throw that up. Let's see that.
Way.
Come on. Look at this guy go. Isn't it up over there?
Yeah,
it's over there.
Yeah.
6.5 seconds. Okay. Okay, get out of the screen, cowboy. Let's go. Get going. Jesus, that felt like longer.
That was a long time.
Okay. Another thing you can do at 6.5 seconds is you can pick a lock with paper clips on your own. Look at this. 6.5 seconds.
Seriously? That's a small
watch this
lock,
guy
though.
Go.
That's a
it's
tiny
still
lock,
a lock.
Though. Very small.
Technically still
I'd like
a
to
lock.
See a bigger lock.
What do you think this is? Remington Steel? Look, it's just a padlock, okay?
Remington
a lock
steel?
Is a lock.
What do you lock up with that? The world's tiniest bicycle.
Who the hell knows who Remington Steel is? Yeah, right.
Okay, so We're going to show you how much time 6.5 seconds is, because at the beginning of every segment, we're going to chug a beer in 6.5 seconds. That's our challenge tonight.
You're stupid.
Why?
It's just the best.
Why?
Well, you've got practice later. That's why.
Such a dumb idea.
So good. So I'm going to get this on my timer here. And are you guys ready?
Are we doing it now?
Oh, we're going now.
It's the beginning of the segment. So here we go.
Logos out, people.
Hey,
logos out.
Rest in peace, fellas.
Okay.
Are we going? Okay,
in 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, we did it.
Well, I did it in 4, so.
Woo! Well, aren't you a fucking all-star? Okay, so, just goes to show. Shut up, timer.
God, you're bad at this.
Yeah.
Okay, so just goes to show you that 6.5 Woo! Seconds is a hell of a long time, right?
It felt like a long time.
I know. It sure did.
And when there's 5 angry guys coming at you, it's even longer, I would think.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah. I mean, so
maybe only 4.
Almost impossible to chuck a beer in that situation.
Maybe. Mitchie.
Okay.
Mitchie could do it.
You are a coach.
Yes.
Rumor has it. Now, when you work with your quarterbacks,
yep.
Do you ever tell them, like, count 1-3, 1-4, 1-5? Like, when do you tell these guys to actually think about getting rid of the ball?
So the count is more on the quarterback's footwork. Mm-hmm. So you count based on your feet. So if it's a shotgun snap, it's usually about, you know, a second to get there. And then every feet is like a half second, or depending on how quick they're doing the footwork. But generally, they work it through their feet, and their feet work through the breaks of the receivers. And once you get to that, maybe the 5th step, maybe a 7th step, like that's like 3.5 seconds max.
Yeah.
After that, you'd be like, gotta go.
Yeah.
Gotta go. Gotta find a B gap to run through or somewhere. You know, I gotta go. So, yeah. So at that point, they're just, like you said before, that pocket awareness must come in.
Yeah.
Or for some QBs, it's like, I'm just going.
Yeah.
I'm either releasing out to buy time, but staying in for that long is just a death trap.
Fuck.
I really enjoy these. Because in O-lineman, the 2 things will happen in that amount of time. Either a holding penalty or someone gets by and you get sacked. I mean, usually both.
Yeah.
You know, really. Yeah. Holding penalty and a sack.
Right.
Yeah. Because a lineman can't hold some guy for that long without actually getting a holding penalty. It's just impossible.
Right.
No, that's a good point. Yep. So, man.
Always coaching.
Always coaching.
Always coaching.
Always coaching. So, looking back at the Bills game, another thing that stuck out to me about Allen's performance is that I think he felt like his arm could get him out of trouble.
Right.
And
right.
when he started to feel pressure coming up the middle on him, he would fall backwards and he would pull the old Jay Cutler routine.
Oh, I know.
A back foot, throw it as hard as you can because he felt like, hey, I can outthrow the defense. And he got picked off twice doing it. Mm-hmm. Just dumb plays. So, you know, is this something you can coach out of somebody?
You have to rep out that timing, because once they finish that drops and all the receivers have done their breaks, then it's like, okay, now it's playground time. Because the receivers are going, well, ball's not here. Oh, there's quarterback. Okay, now they're running around. For him, I believe after those drops, after all of his reads are finished due to his footwork, then he's got to go somewhere. He's got to release like a Wilson does or someone, and just buy time laterally, because it's super hard to buy time within the bucket. You're supposed to step up for a bit and buy a bit more time that way.
Right.
But after a while, once you stepped up, I mean,
yeah,
eventually you just got to release. But unfortunately, coaching-wise, it is more of a feel. It's more art than science, to be perfectly honest, pocket awareness.
Not everyone's got the feels like Gardner Minshew.
No, that guy's got games.
He's got a lot. He's got a lot of feels.
Oh, my God. Did you guys see that play
against
the Broncos?
Where he's dead?
Clippy, I think we've got that.
Times.
Do you want to throw that up?
Yeah, that was cool.
Oh, yeah, he's got it.
You don't have it.
Doesn't have it.
Great to have you back.
All right.
Really. Great to have you back.
Maybe next week. Maybe next week we'll have that.
Yeah, we'll cue it up next week when it's irrelevant. That's really terrific.
Remember that play 3 weeks ago? We just got it.
It just came in the mail.
Just came in, yeah.
He ordered it in from NFL Films.
Yeah.
Mail order. That's so good. You get a little reel-to-reel, get the VHS tape you throw in the back there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a real winner, Clippy. Really great to have you.
It's just downloading from Kazaa right now.
Oh, I love Kazaa. I love Kazaa.
It'll be ready in 3 days.
Wow.
Okay, do you have anything to add?
Mom, get off the phone.
Yeah, I gotta get the download.
I need the internet.
Yeah. My Napster's out.
Oh, you screwed it up. I'll never get men at work. Okay, do you have anything to add to this?
Absolutely nothing.
I know. That's fair. Yeah. I felt like I should ask you anyway.
No, I'm a student.
No, it's all good.
I'm a student.
Oh,
I'm just trying to gain as much knowledge on the game from this
always
guy
coaching,
as possible.
Just always learning.
Always learning.
Always learning. You're always like a sponge.
Learning. I am.
You're like a sponge.
I am.
You'd think after 2.5 years, some of it would have stuck.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're just like a dry sponge. Yeah.
It maybe has something to do with the amount of alcohol we consume every show.
Study show.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Okay. Well, let's do that. Clippy, let's go to second down.
Second down.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Do you confess?
Confess. Shame. 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 Confess. Shame. 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 Confession.
Welcome, one and all, to NFL Confessions, where we confess our sins about knowing or not knowing about certain things in the NFL.
Mostly not knowing.
Welcome, sister.
Don't call me that.
Welcome, coach.
Ah!
Your costume not arrived?
Am I in the wrong segment? Where the fuck
you're
am
always,
I?
Just drinking the coach.
In the wrong place.
No, he's just always coaching.
Always coaching.
How did we get here?
Always coaching.
Always coaching.
I don't know, but...
Always coaching.
This is messed up.
But it's a pleasure to have you here, my son. Oh, shoot.
Hey, sister, you might want to cover up a bit more there.
That's true.
Yes. Chased. Be chased. Unbelievable. Next, you'll be showing your ankles. Are you ready to proceed, my sons?
I feel like I have about a quarter of an outfit.
I'm not supposed to drink yet.
No, not yet. We have to drink our drink first because we have to show you that we can do it in 6.5 seconds.
16.5?
This is where the outfit really comes together.
It really does.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a good theme.
It's a bit
good theme in here. Are we doing this?
Okay. Let me get my stopwatch up here. And are we ready to go?
Cheers, buddy.
In 3, 2, 1.
Did it again.
Whew. Okay, well done.
Good Lord.
Well, I had to wait 2 segments for that one. Sorry. Okay. It's time to hear your confession. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
First confession. Clippy, wait. Don't throw it on screen just
yet. Look at he's like...
Here is your first thing that you're going to confess. When I say Sunday...
Are you telling us what to confess?
...was a battle of undefeated teams, be honest, you did not think the Lions were undefeated.
No, that's not possible.
I confess.
I confess.
That's it?
Is it?
That's it? You're not going to give me anything more than that?
I did not know the Lions were undefeated.
You didn't even know the Lions were still in the NFL.
I thought the Lions were the Panthers. I just got the two mixed up.
I thought they moved Clemson.
I thought it was the same team.
They both growl.
Yeah. Yeah. They're both cats.
Both cats, yeah.
Yeah.
But isn't that amazing?
It was.
They were 2-0-1 going to that match with the Chiefs.
And Patricia, like, they played pretty well.
They played
very well. Chiefs. They could be 3-0-1 right now.
Yeah.
They absolutely could have won that game.
But guys, they could be 4-0. Remember, they shit the bed in Arizona.
Yeah.
Right?
Arizona.
They should have won that game as well. Man. But I think they're a legit team. I hate to say it, but let's look at the Lions as a potential contender in the NFC North.
Sleeper alert.
Sleeper alert?
Well, T.J. Hawkinson.
Oh, T.J. Hawkinson.
Sleeper alert.
Screw you. It's on my fantasy team.
How long is
the guy
for?
Disappeared. How guy was a monster at game one. It disappeared for 2 games.
Who
then finally showed up again.
Patricia was like the Belichick offshoot that would do well.
Well,
let's
pump the brakes on that one.
We buried
that
guy. Like,
yeah, we did. But he deserved it.
I confess.
Well, yes. Yes. Okay. Praise be.
Praise be.
Praise be. Are we ready for our next thing to confess?
Not really sure what we're doing here, but sure.
I'm always ready for confession.
Confess. You knew at some point Vontaze Burfict was going to get suspended, right?
Yes. Yes.
Do you confess?
I confess.
You know what? I don't. I thought he was reformed. I thought going to the Raiders in that positive environment that he would just reform himself and everything. I mean, with Antonio Brown there, coaching him.
You thought they could coach him out of it.
Right?
You thought they could coach him out
so
of it.
There's so many good
the coach,
things there in Oakland.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, there's so many good
out
pieces.
Of
I love it.
Demons.
Yep. Yes.
To exercise his demons.
Yeah. Yeah.
And bring him into some normalcy.
I
to
didn't
control
think,
that rage.
I didn't think he was going to see the pitch. So I didn't think he was going to be able to get the opportunity
right.
to get suspended.
Don't call it pitch ever again, by the way.
Oh,
well, it's Oakland. It's a pitch.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Multi-use pitch.
Come on.
Come on, coach.
It's a surface.
Yeah, okay? Exactly.
Come on.
That's all it is.
Jeez.
Okay. Rookie, what do you think?
I gave my piece.
I wasn't really listening.
I didn't hear what he said.
So here's what I think. I think that Gruden knew that this was going to happen at some point, and he just wanted to put perfect on the field to kind of mesh shit up and
set a tone.
That's exactly what
set
it was.
Set a tone.
Don't fuck with us. Right. I'm sure he was hoping this happened like week 9.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead
yeah,
of week
yeah, yeah.
4.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, a little early, but yeah. Yeah. All right. Well,
and,
let's roll with
and
it.
And by the way, I mean, getting tossed out for the whole season, obviously you've got your reputation that's following you behind.
Hit?
It was pretty bad.
It was bad. And he's
a
repeat offender.
Yeah, that's true.
But he was literally almost horizontal head first into the guy's head like, like, we'll look at the other hit with Josh Allen, but I mean, that hit was insanity.
That hit was
insanity. It didn't even try
finally,
to go shoulder first.
Finally, a turn in the tide where, like, the people who like old school football are even against that.
Yeah,
hit.
Yeah, yeah.
They're
yeah.
like, okay.
They're like, okay.
Now I see what you mean. Like, so, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
That hit was a bit much.
Old school, it's the helmet's a weapon. And he
yes.
used it as a weapon.
He did.
He really
and he's had
yeah.
multiple
really
chances
it's
to
insane.
Be a reformed player.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he, you know, they have to set the tone. They have to get that guy out of the league.
So let
it's
me ask you this.
Psycho.
Is he done? Is his career over?
Will anyone else take him?
Well, he's still signed to the...
No,
did he sign a one-year deal with the Raiders?
I don't recall.
Stats guy?
Stats guy? Oh, wait.
Don't know.
Clippy?
Clippy. Do we,
Clippy.
Do we have that... We have that? No.
Don't have that
nothing.
Information.
We got nothing.
Okay, good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. We went over this segment.
He's like that Peanuts teacher. It's like,
God.
It's like, yeah, it's like listening to a muffled trumpet.
Yeah.
It's really terrible. Man. Now he's back on his phone.
Yeah.
Just started dating someone.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I guess the question
how's is. How's your girlfriend in Niagara Falls?
Babe, the guys are hammering on me again.
God. Unreal. Yeah. Don't know much longer I can take this.
Yeah. I'll be home early tonight.
I predict one more try for perfect, and that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
I
one
predict
more try.
Perfect is gone.
One more try.
Is this predictions? Is that
yes, it's predictions.
Okay, good.
Yeah. It's a double segment.
My prediction is he's gone. He's
really?
Gone. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Do you know what
he's
I think?
Lost? He's lost over $5 million in salary. So he might be back.
Yeah.
He might come back, and someone might give him a shot.
Does he forfeit all that money?
Yeah, he's lost like
yeah.
in
salary,
in contract,
wow.
and in fines. He's lost over $5 million.
Wow!
So he might be. He might. He'll try to come back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, babe, I just bought a boat.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I got
it's a hell of a boat.
You gotta pay for that
yeah.
thing somehow.
Yeah, that's a pretty
yeah,
decent
well,
boat.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't think he's buying a yacht.
Huh? Okay. I think that we'll see perfect again, but
1 year. We got it. Okay, do we have that
1 year,
clip,
five,
too?
What?
Do we have that clip?
Do you
no,
want to throw
still
that
don't have that clip. Okay.
Nothing. Okay. Right.
The signing clip?
Yeah.
The signing clip. Yeah, we have a clip of him signing.
So here's, I think we're going to see perfect again, but we're going to see him in the WWE.
Oh.
We have to. But he's going to be too violent for the WWE.
I was
going to
say
because at
MMA.
Some point,
MMA.
Vince McMahon's going to like have
yeah,
a meeting
yeah,
with him, and he's going to go,
yeah.
You know this is fake,
yeah,
right?
Say, yeah.
yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Don't on, actually man. Hit guys.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got to just play it up, but you can't hit them with your head.
I was going to say, maybe not WWE.
Yeah, leave the helmet at home.
No, no XFL. It's MMA
oh,
for
no,
this
no, no,
guy.
No.
It's
MMA
for this guy.
It might be XFL if they need some names to, if it's
nah.
a flagging thing and
nah,
nobody wants
nah,
to watch,
nah, nah.
they'll
because,
bring him in.
Because he can't turn it off. Like, you know what you're getting with this guy.
Yeah.
You're getting an attempted decapitation a week with this guy. He's trying to hurt people.
Yeah, he's
so
he's
you
an idiot.
You would never bring that guy in.
Well, ultimately for the NFL, he's bad for the game.
He is
like literally
he is
he's,
bad
he's
for the game.
Bad for the game.
Yep.
Right.
Absolutely.
There's other guys that stuff happens.
I hope he doesn't watch this show. I'm terrified.
I know.
Of
I
him.
Am too. Actually.
Hopefully
hope
he'll
not...
watch the show and repent.
Repent.
Shall we move on to our next?
Probably. That's probably,
confession.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Okay.
Next confession. Throw it up, Clippy. You kind of knew the Bills were going to lose to New England, didn't you? Confess.
No.
Coach, go on.
Especially seeing that early part of the game.
when they went down 13-0.
Just but just the way that
in
way
the first quarter,
the first quarter wasn't good. Okay, the earliest part.
Did you watch the game?
Catch it. I have no idea what I'm talking about here. No, but I honestly still had a good feeling about that because
really
New England was not the same against that defense. Yeah, they were scoring some points, but I just had a real great feeling for the Bills. I really and truly did. And I thought they're going to find a way. They're going to grind them down. They're going to make them work for it, and they'd find a way.
They're there, son. You'll find your way.
Yeah.
Rookie, what about you?
I didn't think they were going to win.
Oh.
Yeah.
You confess it.
I confess.
Yeah.
I confess. Mm-hmm. And I mm-hmm. hoped, I wished, and I prayed.
Of course.
That's probably better fitting for the segment.
Well played.
I prayed that they were going to beat New England.
Of course.
But I didn't think it was going to happen.
Yes. So you have no faith.
I come on.
Ye of little faith. Wow, that finally fits.
Wow. Wow.
Man. Now I know why they say it.
Yeah.
No kidding.
No, I just I don't know. I saw the thing that did it for me was I saw how Bills fans were behaving around Pats fans on social media and was like, you've taken it too far. The Pats fans were the quiet ones.
Oh, my. Because they were scared.
Because they yeah,
for the first time. They've been scared in a long time.
No, I, yeah.
It was the first real team the Pats were going to play as well.
That's a great point because everyone talked about how their defense hadn't given up a touchdown.
Yeah,
anybody.
Yeah, but they played,
Miami.
They played the Jets.
I mean, what a joke.
Come on.
Right?
Come on.
So, yeah, the fact that they actually played a legit team with a legit top three defense.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I mean, what I heard today was that we haven't seen Brady post those numbers in about 9 or 10 years. Yeah. They were awful numbers for
they
him.
They did a fantastic job at completely neutralizing
100%.
Tom Brady.
Oh,
they
yeah.
did a fantastic job.
Outgained them by over 120 yards, I think. They just lost the turnover battle.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the big problem. They 4-1, and those are just awful interceptions. And at the end of the day, the Bills really need help on the right side of that line. This guy Ford, oh my God, he's like a Walmart greeter letting Van Noy in the entire game. And it just had no chance whatsoever. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Have a look around.
Anything I can
see what you think?
Yeah.
Anything you'd like to smash in the process? Totally. Like, please
actually,
go for it.
He actually directs him. Actually, over there's the quarterback.
Yeah.
The running back won of the ball display. Quarterback's keeper. Yeah. We're good.
No, it was really hard to watch. And I think even the settling influence of Barkley coming into the game, this is a guy that had them on the move and it was working well, except at the end of the day, he, like, pressure on the right-hand side. He had no time to set the feet and throw the ball.
Arm gets tapped as he's throwing it from the right side or his right side, and ball goes up, game's over.
Yeah.
I still thought they were going to win that drive. I did too.
I'm with you, Coach. I was cautiously optimistic going into this game, and I thought, you know, if the Bills play defense, like we know they can play defense, they're going to expose some flaws in New England. Leslie Frazier is a master D coordinator. I mean, he knows how to plan for a team.
Yep.
And when I started to see how they were limiting Brady on the field, I figured all that needs to really happen is Josh Allen needs to, not panic and have that stopwatch in his head.
Or maybe just go down when he's running.
Just
a thought.
Ouch.
It's not an option.
Just a thought.
That hurts.
Yeah, well, they're kind of taught to do that.
Okay.
Anyways, moving on.
Okay. Clippy, next one. Confess.
Jesus.
You have no idea whether or not Jameis Winston can actually play football.
I confess.
Confess.
I really confess.
I totally confess.
He's the new Fitzmagic.
He really is. Who knew that he was giving him tips when he was in Tampa?
I know, right?
Unbelievable.
He's just adopting the Fitzmagic.
Yeah, exactly.
A little dust was sprinkled on him for this game. That was insane.
That was insane.
I remember watching this. I didn't watch the game.
If I told you 3 weeks ago that the Bucks were going to roll into LA and hang 55 on the Rams,
and just
what would you think?
If you told me that 2 weeks ago, watching the LA defense
right
in that game 2 weeks ago,
totally.
Like, yeah, I wouldn't have believed it.
No kidding.
It's insane.
Actually, the Bucks are that team though. The Bucks and Winston's that quarterback. I wouldn't have been that surprised. I'd have been like, well, fuck. So next week he's going to put up 10.
So you don't confess.
No.
You think he can play.
I have no idea. I have no idea if he's a good quarterback.
He's a box of chocolates.
Yeah, but he is a box of chocolates.
Yeah, he is. You know, one day you're just going to open it up. You're going to select one. And it's going to be the exact chocolate you were looking for.
I know,
and it's
right?
beautiful. And he
wow.
puts up 55. Amazing.
He almost gave it away.
He almost gave it away at the end.
I think that Arians is having a positive influence on him.
Yeah.
If you look at the arc of his career, once it starts to go bad in a game, it starts to go really bad in a game.
Right.
And
presses,
after he threw that pick six to bring the Rams back into the game, they're only up by five. Do you know what? He gathered himself and they, as Arian said, finished the game.
Right.
So I think that's tough. That's huge.
Right? It's a tough thing to do. It really, truly. There's a lot of pressure there. The momentum's not with you. It's hard to get that energy back up. That's an incredibly hard thing to do.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Full props to him.
And a complete lack of like a running game or a just basically a back who can catch balls. Like he's not supported on that side of the ball whatsoever.
Yeah. No,
so he's got to chuck him.
Go Bucks,
sister. Coach.
Oh, hey,
Coach.
Thank you for joining us on NFL Confessions.
Amen.
It's time to move.
Indeed.
To third down.
Oh God.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
Welcome back. I'd like to go back to this.
Can we hire someone to do this?
Clippy was supposed to do this, but he said producing was too much work.
We need a whiteboard with the fucking script on there.
Big baby.
Oh, yeah, it's right there.
Well, no, like,
come to pre-production meetings. Could you just try that once?
No.
Well, I agree.
Your funeral there, coach.
I agree. You don't need it. You don't need it, baby.
Okay. Yep. Hey. Okay.
You don't need it.
We're gonna. Again? Are we still doing this?
Yes, we're still doing this.
We have 6.5 seconds in the pocket to put down our beers. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah. No.
3, 2, 1, go.
What are we at? Still going, eh?
I forgot to push.
And six.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it again.
Man, we are.
That's true. We screwed that up. Clippy, let's do that again.
We're good, Clippy. We're good.
We're in a bar. We can get another couple of beers ordered.
Yeah, we got a
waitress.
What do you got to do to get a beer around here?
What?
Who do you got to get a beer around here?
Why is there nobody ever in this bar?
It's the worst bar ever.
It is the worst bar ever.
Shoot here, because no
one
shows
pretty
up.
Nice, though.
It is pretty
look
nice.
At that TV
but I mean,
the,
like,
in the
good
back.
Neighborhood. It's good over there. There's some good shots over there.
Look at the TV in the back.
There's good TVs.
Yeah, there's good TVs. Guys,
look at this one. This one is something else.
Right
the game
there.
Is always on PBR, though. It's paused all the time.
Well, you got to talk to the bartender about that.
Yeah.
He's a big Eagles fan.
He never shows up.
Bartender went to the can. He paused the game.
It's true.
Yeah.
I'd like to get serious for a moment.
What?
Yeah.
Christ.
Welcome to What the Fuck.
Oh, let's where get
we,
serious.
Where we look at things that in the NFL that make us say, what the fuck?
Okay.
And this week is no exception. Something strange happened. And Clippy, I would throw it up on the screen here. Let's go back to the Bills game for just a moment. And here we are in the second half. Josh Allen gets forced from the pocket and He's trying to run for more yards, and out of the blue, Jonathan Jones smokes him. Okay?
Brutal.
If you watched the game, it was a personal foul.
Yep.
And but it was an offsetting foul because the Bills had a holding penalty.
Weird.
Much like you said,
weird.
Coach, right?
Very weird.
However,
God,
Jones didn't get ejected from the game. Now, if you look on social media or you read some of the articles out there, there's been folks coming on both sides of this. And one of the challenges that I have with this particular play, two things, in fact. The first issue I have with this is that if that quarterback is named Breeze or Brady or Rodgers, that player is thrown out of the game.
Can I interject?
Yes.
The ball comes out sooner.
Oh.
That's true.
Oh, sorry. Carry on.
I'm not talking about the entire play, dumbass. I'm talking about the fact that if you if one of those three players scrambled and actually got drilled like that, they would be chucked out of the game. Do you agree?
That's the only thing you could say that would just cut him off at the knees right now in this segment.
Again, coach,
he's
enjoying your
keep
last
going.
Show ever.
He's going to keep going, but
of course,
fuck you.
Really?
So come on,
really made it hard for him.
Are you with me here? Come on, those top three quarterbacks. If that happened to one of them, that guy would get thrown out of the game, right? Okay, a la Gruden, knock on wood. Thank you. Make
sure.
Sense. Okay, so before anybody freaks out and says, hey, man, he's a runner, you're allowed to hit him, you're allowed to do all that kind of shit. Clippy, throw up the ejection rules that we've got on screen here.
There's rules?
Yeah, there are rules for this, by the way.
Why is your stock guy always like a stoner? Like,
hey, man. Okay, so let's look at these ejection standards, okay? So the player
here,
lowers his helmet to establish a linear body posture prior to initiating and making contact with the helmet. Player delivering the blow had an unobstructed path to his opponent.
Oh, this isn't looking good.
Contact was clearly avoidable. Player delivering the blow had other options. Now, if you go through this list, I think it fits the criteria.
Three for three.
I think that Jones could have avoided the hit. I think he delivered a blow that was devastating. And when you watch that in real time, I thought Josh Allen was dead.
I thought he was dead too.
I mean, he just collapsed on the ground like he passed out.
It was bad.
And so one of the challenges I have with this is that there seems to be, I know you're not going to be surprised, but two separate rules for different kinds of players in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And the Bills are a team that routinely gets ignored by the national media. And I think
who are
the Bills? Yeah, exactly. And I don't think that they have enough profile. Their quarterback certainly isn't a big enough star to want to protect.
Right.
So I want to go back to some other clips here and show you what's one of the problems I have and the inconsistency of the NFL calling this sort of thing. Let's go to the Barrett hit, Clippy, that happened in Green Bay on Thursday.
Yep.
Okay, so if you're watching this.
Bam.
Yeah, exactly. This hit is devastating. Helmet to helmet, and Barrett, again, got flagged for this, but didn't get thrown out of the game. Now, what I don't understand about this hit in general is that it's not like he was even trying to save yardage.
No.
He hit him from the other side to push him forward.
Yep. Yeah,
this was clearly about just abusing the player and trying to get him out of the game.
Yep. And he was out of the game.
But
he left the game.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
He is vertical, though, not horizontal. Like, it looked like he just, like, did something stupid as opposed to literally trying to go like perfectly.
It's helmet to helmet, though.
It's helmet to helmet.
No,
that's the problem.
I understand.
Right? That's clearly an unavoidable hit.
No, but if you go like this to a guy versus kind of that weird little smack he did, it is a different thing. Like that's just awful form. That's just a bad tackle.
So he's just a bad player.
He needs better coaching.
He's much better coaching.
He just needs
always coaching.
Always coaching.
But you don't go like this to somebody
Man.
And tackle them.
How do you
like, I'm
going to
take
it.
You down.
How do
with
you
with my
do
face
it.
Mask.
So
that's a good approach. Like, it's just, I don't know what the hell he was thinking.
Okay, so.
I was screaming at the
TV
in that
Oh, I'm sure you were when that
I was
happened.
Screaming at the TV.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Get that fucking guy out of here.
Totally. So here's another one. And we all remember this from last year because people are saying that, oh, well, you know, Josh Allen, he was a runner, so he deserves no protection whatsoever. But let's talk about the beginning of last year when Clay Matthews was getting flagged for every single hit
actually,
that he had on the quarterback. So here we go.
Let's talk about it.
This is Kirk Cousins last year, okay?
Oh, this is a good vantage point.
Yeah, watch this hit.
Okay.
Basically, textbook tackle. Hits him right in the sternum.
And rolls off of him.
And rolls off of him, and that's
passing.
Puts
his hand down.
That's how you tackle
the passer.
That is.
Are we still talking about this?
No.
Crying out loud.
The reason why we're talking about this is that if this is about protecting money, because this is what the NFL is all about, protecting money, protecting your stars, then why is it that something like this gets protected, and something that happens to Josh Allen doesn't get protected? Now,
well, that was a different era. They were being hyper.
Era? It was last year.
I know, but the NFL has different fucking rules errors every
different
year.
Different era.
It really and truly do.
Honestly,
right now,
there's always one or two focuses.
We're literally in a new interception rule era.
Yeah, I agree.
No, I agree.
For the first like 2 weeks, it was
terrible.
Holding. Now it's like helmet to helmet hits, and it's just always evolving to the next thing.
But that play,
in
week 12 to 16 of last season doesn't get flagged.
I have a question.
And that's the problem with this whole fucking thing.
What signifies new eras in the NFL? Does it go like every
four weeks, five weeks?
Is that right? New rule?
Actually, no, it might be.
It's like seasons.
It's like quarters
of season.
Yeah, so we're in fall now. So this is
a new era.
And in about 3 weeks, four weeks, we'll be in winter.
So season, just get rid of that altogether.
Yeah.
It's just like, welcome to the 2019 era.
Yeah, yeah.
2019 quarter one.
I don't have a problem with that.
2019 fall era.
Okay.
Yeah. Autumn.
Lastly, I want to bring up an example of a guy who doesn't get respected in any era in the NFL.
Never.
Yeah,
never.
It's a guy named Cam Newton who routinely gets smoked every time
he
becomes a runner.
Yeah.
So why is it that certain quarterbacks have a different set of rules for them and other quarterbacks don't ascribe to those rules?
Are you asking us?
Nope, just a rhetorical statement.
I have a soapbox for this one.
Do you?
I have a fucking soapbox.
I really wish we had a show so you could express your opinion.
So here's my thing on the quarterback running stuff.
Let's hear your thing.
So the quarterback running is the most devastating weapon in football, in my mind. So last night, Detroit's play in KC.
Yeah.
4th and 8, Mahomes runs for 12 yards or whatever else. Just a great play.
Mm-hmm.
And that is demoralizing to a defense. So a QB running has to get hit. And for the defense to be effective, they have to disincentivize a quarterback from running. Mm-hmm. So whenever a quarterback gets out of the pocket and runs, he is a runner. And you hit him with everything you fucking got as a defender. You have to, because you have to stop that quarterback from being that effective.
Right.
You just do.
Yeah.
And that, because it's such a killer play. You go man on man. You take you get everyone going deep. Quarterback comes out. The linebackers are at like 10, 15 yards. Maybe they're looking in their curl to flats, whatever it is. But then the quarterback releases and he's out. Hmm. And it's a 15, 20-yard play on a 4th and 8. That's devastating to a defense. So when the quarterback gets out of that pocket, he's got to be a normal player. He just has to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second point I have is that then the fucking quarterbacks, and I saw it this week, I forget who it was, but he was like 5 yards past the line of scrimmage. He fakes the pass.
Oh, sure.
And then the last second down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The defender goes to tackle him as he's faking the pass, then going down, glances his helmet with his fucking arm, 15-yard penalty.
You're a big believer on this.
Go
you've been
fuck
consistent
yourself.
About this, at least.
I am fucking passionate about this shit.
Well, that's why these guys are finishing their hits. It's because
the
quarterback either commits to the slide or fakes a slide. Like, you have no idea. So you're going to look like a moron if you
100%
miss the tackle.
What do you want a defender to do? I saw a defenseless – this is a different topic. I saw a defenseless receiver one where the guy didn't catch the ball, and the guy fucking smacked him. Bam, bam. He missed and got hit.
Yep.
And because he didn't catch it,
we
got a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah.
Like, go fuck yourself. So,
but
so
if he had caught it, it would have been he would have been praised.
Would have been fine. Yeah. Totally fine football play.
Yeah.
So my issue is quarterbacks, if you get out of that pocket, you get out of that tackle box.
Yeah.
Get prepared to be fucking smashed, and you better go down early, and you better give yourself up early.
I knew he was going to go.
Absolutely,
no, I knew it.
I know.
Absolutely, a defender is all right to smack that guy. They have to, because they have the ultimate trump card. Well, I'll just fake a pass. and then I'll go down. And then they hit me, and then they still get the fucking flag. Yeah. Like, wow. No, the quarterbacks get so much. You can't even tackle a quarterback at the feet in the pocket
right.
for getting flagged anymore.
Right.
Like, you can't even, like, tap their helmet
no,
in the
pocket.
No, you
can't hit above the shoulders, and you can't hit below
but you
the
can't
waist.
Even do this.
Ow, that's
you
15 yards.
Do
that's
this.
15 yards.
Was,
what are you doing, abusing
right?
me on air?
We don't have medical.
Unreal.
Come on.
And Christ. Now, look
Clippy, at... call a doctor.
No, don't. Yeah, good thing he's really shit at his job. Like, no. Nah, he's like,
who knew you got so angry after nah, three beers?
Don't know any doctors. Don't know any doctors.
Clippy, I think we've exhausted this one. Thank you.
I would agree with you.
Oh, Jesus.
I would agree with you.
We're running long.
Fourth down.
Ooh, Ryan. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, fun.
Over here, Adam. Over here.
Who wore it better?
Next on Who Wore It Better. Tonight, we're looking at the controversial matchup between Rex Ryan and Kyle Allen.
Love it.
For those of you that don't watch football. Oh, wait.
Oh, shit.
We have to drink our beer.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Sorry. I knew this was going to catch up with us eventually.
Oh, God, it's hot.
Jesus Christ. Look at this. It's like I'm hanging out with fucking Soundgarden. Yeah. What's going on over
actually,
here?
You better believe it, baby.
Welcome to 1993, everybody.
Feeling good about it.
Yeah, great. Good stuff. I love grunge.
Oh, that was stupid.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. Say hi to Kurt Cobain for me.
Wait, here, I poured my beer too fast here.
Okay.
Oh,
wait,
good. Let me just.
Remember, 6.5 seconds.
Oh, shit.
It's all the time we got. Okay, are you
hold
done?
On. From now?
Well, yeah.
Can I get my jacket on? I mean, come on. Gotta look good.
Good thing we rehearsed this. Okay.
Did we?
No.
I missed it.
Rookie.
You guys didn't show up. Okay, ready? In 3, 2, 1.
I got my hair in my cup.
Oh, gross. That's disgusting. I feel like I'm getting better at this, by the way.
Practice makes perfect. Or something like that. Oh.
Good stuff, guys.
Wow.
There's a lot of carbonation in beer, isn't there?
I'm feeling it now. Okay. So, who wore it better? Okay. For those of you that weren't aware of what happened this week, Rex Ryan, the aforementioned coach of the Jets and the Bills, who flamed out of the NFL because he couldn't really do anything right and insisted on hiring his brother.
Oh, but great hair, though.
And now an ESPN talking head beaked off about the fact that Baker Mayfield was overrated.
Yep. Fair enough.
Of course, Baker took the bait and said, well, if you don't wear brown and orange, then nothing really matters.
You don't matter.
You don't matter.
You don't matter.
You don't matter.
Yep.
And so what happened on ESPN Sunday?
Yeah. So
Rex Ryan showed up. And Clippy, you want to throw this up?
No.
Oh!
Showed up wearing him some
you know
brown
man,
and orange.
He looks sharp.
He does look
sharp.
He looks sharp.
He looks
sharp.
He looks sharp.
It's pretty good.
He's a good-looking man.
Yeah.
Let's not get carried away.
Easy.
No, he is.
No,
handsome.
He's not.
Handsome man.
No, he's not.
He's really
not. He's not. You got hair in your eyes. Okay,
oh,
next
yeah.
up.
Oh, wait. No, he's really ugly.
Next up is Panthers... Panthers backup quarterback and soon to be starting quarterback forever,
yeah,
Kyle Allen,
yeah,
who's just balling out, who when asked about whether or not a sense of style really mattered about playing in Carolina, he said, I'm not here to be a fashionista. I'm here to play football. I don't give a shit about scarves and fucking hats. So clearly he's tight with Cam.
I was just going to say, can that be considered in any other way than a slam to the guy he replaced?
Yeah, no.
In any possible way. That is amazing. He said that.
I'm still doing my thing.
Oh, you're not done?
Oh, you're still going.
So, guys, no between Rex there. Ryan
oh.
and Kyle Allen,
sorry,
who
wore
it
better?
Better. Now you can talk.
Oh.
Well, I'm done now.
Oh,
thanks for the green
shit.
Light.
Well,
no, for me,
much.
It's Kyle Allen, 100%. To have okay. the fucking chutzpah?
Yeah, of course.
Chutzpah.
Chutzpah?
Chutzpah?
It's like hot spa.
Hotspot?
Hot
he's got
spot.
The hotspot.
Yeah, it's a hotspot.
To be totally blunt, that is not a classy thing to say.
No, it's really not.
Can you see my microphone?
It's good.
Oh, shit.
It's good. Yeah. What were the jungles of Vietnam like, Rambo?
I'm just waiting for you to lay a tasty lick on us.
Like a slash over here.
Exactly.
How about this tasty
Welcome
lick?
Welcome to the jungle!
Wow. God, this Kyle is... Allen, wow!
Wait. Yeah, just... Okay, there we go. That's better.
Okay.
No, but I mean, like Cam Newton is an iconic quarterback, especially for the Panthers.
In this era.
In this era. In several eras.
Which started last Tuesday.
Really?
Which started
last Tuesday. By the way, the plural of era is era.
Oh, that
just wanted to let
just
you know. Just going to drop the knowledge
in these era.
The yeah. Same with moose.
In these era. In Yes.
Wow, that just sounds awkward.
Isn't it meese?
Look at all the moose.
It's meese.
It's yeah. Meese.
It's meese. So, oh gosh. Okay.
Just the studio floor. No one cares. Go on.
It's all concrete. Yeah, so no, but you've got this. He's not a rug. What is he? Is he second year, third year? Clippy, what is he?
Second year. This is his second year.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah so second
thanks,
year quarterback.
Clippy.
Yeah, thanks for the juice, Clippy. Good stuff.
Who's playing?
I'm losing it.
Oh, shit.
I'm losing
who's
it.
Go playing on. Fairly well for this team that Cam Newton has
abandoned.
Well, no, but Cam Newton's been a good quarterback.
Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Okay, go on.
Kevin's been a good quarterback, if not sometimes a great quarterback.
Right.
Yeah. For this franchise for many eras.
He's been an MVP.
For many eras.
Many eras. Yeah. Anyway, so to come and say, and someone ask him, I mean, obviously someone's baiting him too, which is great for a reporter.
Oh, of course.
But for him to fall into that and talk about that.
Throw that quote up again, Cam.
So you're telling
That's
me.
Incredible.
You're yeah. telling me.
It's incredible.
He wore it better, but you don't agree with what he said.
So I know.
You're
I know.
Saying who wore
it's
it
worse.
Kind
of a douchey who wore it better.
You're it's, saying who wore it worse.
I'm impressed.
Are you?
I'm impressed.
He did lead with chutzpah.
He did lead with chutzpah.
Right, and I think yeah. that's generally a positive that. Way of framing that.
I think so.
I'm impressed that the guy has that, has the balls to say, no, this is my fucking team now.
We'll
that's what he's saying.
We'll analyze your comments
you have
in
taken
post.
Three different stances in one segment. You liked him, then you hated
in
him.
In one era.
Then you in one era.
Yeah.
In one era.
Oh, gosh, can you stop this segment? I'm so hot in this.
No,
spot.
No,
yeah,
no.
Make...
Keep it going.
I'm okay. going I'm
Rookie,
going Rexy. I'm going Rexy. Sexy
Good.
Rexy.
Of course you are. Throw him up.
Oh, first
Come
of all,
how can you
first
not?
Of all, for a couple reasons. He looks fucking good.
He does.
He
look good.
Wore
you led
a
with
brown suit.
Man.
Brown suits? Those aren't really in right now.
Yeah. No, he looks good.
He dug deep into the closet. He pulled out his brown suit, his wife's favorite from 15 years ago, and he put on an orange tie and he pulled it off. He looks great. Looks really good.
Full disclosure, Rookie doesn't have a dad, so he's looking for a father figure type in his life. So
yeah, what you up to, Rex?
I think you could see why that would fit, right? Yeah, it looks respectable. Throw it up.
Second
Clippy,
of all,
come on. Why do you get rid of what I'm making a point?
Yeah,
look
come
at
on.
This guy.
Get this guy back on the screen.
Isn't this the guy that you want to see at your high school graduation? This guy?
How do I do
You don't know
here?
What you're doing.
How do I
Other
do
hand.
That
but no one can actually see you.
Yeah. Second of all, I really like how Rex is playing into playing Baker a little bit because Baker and that
Clippy,
whole
get rid of it. Get rid of it.
Out.
It's hard to bait Baker, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's really hard.
Baker is Baker's like
nice shoes. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck that's, your shoes.
That's why I like it is because Baker's this guy who's like he seems he's coming across in this spat like a little bit of like a child.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, and Baker's an easy guy to kind of go after.
You think?
He's on social media. You just went after AB.
Oh.
Like win some fucking football game.
Oh, here we go. Now we're going to hear from him.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Ooh, win some. Great. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks a lot there, Grunge.
At Blitzed NFL. no, but honestly, you've been in the league 1 year. You know, you had a really good year. Second year, you've seen a lot
you
of.
See?
You're having a lot of struggles. You know, you've got OBJ.
Of course.
And. Well, OBJ is doing just fine, actually. Making a lot of room for Landry right
two
now.
Catches.
Two catches.
Two catches,
yeah. Exactly.
He's really lighting
no,
it up.
No, but he's doing other things. He's freeing up Landry to get 177,000 yards
taking
every
doubles.
Game.
It's fine.
No, but honestly, I love that Rexy's playing into this. Rex's job is just to get people talking about him, get people excited for football.
Yeah.
Look at what he's doing. The highest ranked football podcast in our neighborhood is talking
this,
about it.
Is this
we're
right
talking
here.
About it. We yeah. can't stop talking about
of course
it.
We are.
I like it a lot.
Of course yeah. we are.
And he looks good doing it. God,
makes
you got
to
give it to him.
Makes news.
Absolutely does.
I love it.
Yeah.
Right. Anything else to add?
What is with your fuck. Fan thingy?
Oh, I'm doing my Cam Newton.
Oh,
my babushka look. Yeah. Clippy, do you want to throw up the
your
Cam Newton babushka?
Don't
have it?
Yeah. Let's
big
get it on.
Big surprise.
Oh, no. It's fuck not happening.
Well, that okay. puts a wrap on this week's show.
Thank goodness.
Special thanks to... I have it. It's old. Special thanks to Clippy, as if. if you want to hear more episodes of Blitz, just visit blitzfootball.com. They're all there. Every painful one. Thanks for getting Blitz with us. See you next week.